Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sacred Divergence Radio, with your hostess Reverend Elizabeth on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Listen in every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern and join us in the chat room as we discuss music, magic, spirituality, and more.
And good evening, everyone, one and all. Thank you for your patience as we work through a few Blog Talk Radio gremlins. We are now live, and I am your hostess for the next hour, Elizabeth Hamilton, and it's great to be here tonight. I have my sidekick, Terry Power. Hello, Terry. How are you, dear? Okay, well, I thought I had my sidekick with me. He is the one that is wrangling the boards tonight.
Yeah, there we go.
There we are.
I had everything muted while I was fighting with BTR.
Right, so that you can curse and nobody will hear you. So how are you tonight, besides frustrated with BTR?
I'm doing okay. Generally, it's been a wonderful day. Up here on the mountain with family and friends. Our next-door neighbor had a cookout, so Robin and I went over there with Perry and generally had a nice, quiet afternoon.
Well, that's nice. I had a nice, quiet afternoon myself.
Yeah?
Yeah, I basically lounged in bed.
Ah.
Yes, so that is where I am. I am skunked in my bed with my doll. And we are just having a nice cuddle.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Alrighty,
yep.
So, got a new scroll saw. Got it hooked up today. Been playing a little bit this evening.
Cool.
Yeah, so... basically, just enjoying time with the family and kicking back tonight. Looking forward to...
Yeah, family's good.
Yeah, looking forward to going up to a park tomorrow and letting the kids play in the frigid cold water up there at the beach and at this lake near here. So let them play until they turn blue and then we'll... I'll put them on the playground.
Well, just make sure that they don't pass out in that frigid water because that's not healthy for a person.
Yeah, that's the truth. All right, so what you got on your mind tonight?
Oh, just some food for thought, like how there are enough houses in the United States to house every homeless person. And how our lovely government isn't willing to just give them away. They're abandoned houses, and nobody's living in them. It's going to waste. We have veterans on our streets who should not be there. There are honored servicemen and women. And I think we can do better.
Yeah, well, you know, my thinking on this is pretty simple. I think that there's a lot of things we could do to help people, but it ends up, we can't just do the simple things. You know, the government can't just do the simple things. There's got to be 75 layers of bureaucracy. And by
right.
the time you try to get anything, by the time it tries to accomplish anything, it costs six to 10 times what it should. When it would be, you know, easier, just, it would be cheaper to just write a check, but we've got to have, you know, all these layers of bureaucracy. We've got to have checks and balances, and we've got to have all of this stuff that makes any program cost so much that it becomes impractical. And then it collapses
right.
under its own weight. So,
exactly.
You know, I mean, I think there's a lot of things we could do a lot cheaper, but you know, it just too much red tape ends up squashing them. So why does it not do that? I don't know. Because, you know, bureaucracy is a creature in and of itself.
Yep.
And it will survive both political parties and continue on. And,
yes,
you know, irregardless of who's in the White House or who controls Congress, bureaucracy is, you know, the fourth branch of government when it comes down to it.
Yeah, you got that right, my friend. You got that completely right. Oh, goodness. So what else do I have on my mind
today?
Well,
it's going to be a short show if I have to give you all the answers when we move on. So.
What?
I just have answers for everything you ask. It's going to be a real short show.
Yeah,
you got a whole
I guess.
Lot more questions.
Well, we do have a Karelian family fighting homelessness right now. And I just wanted to put it out there that we have a GoFundMe page up for this family. And it is live and still accepting donations. So
mm-hmm.
I want to encourage all of our listeners to go out to that page. You can find it on my Reverend Elizabeth Hamilton Facebook page. I don't have the link right in front of me because I don't have the internet right now. So
that's
I'm a little bit hand-tied.
Yeah, that's why I'm flipping switches tonight. That's why I'm flipping the switches tonight.
Right, exactly.
But the link for that is www.gofundme.com/, well, the link I've got is like /UUTP8Z8Z.
Yep, that's the one. And they've raised over $580 so far, I do believe.
All right, very cool.
In 5 days.
They can find that link on my public figure page at Rev Terry Power HP or on my friend's page, just Terry Power.
Awesome.
So that link is on both those pages. So.
Great. And, you know, fundraising is one thing that we can do to help people in our own Karelian family and in the broader world. And even if you can't afford to donate, say, $1 or $5 or $10, you can help by sharing. Because the more people that are exposed to this page, the more people are willing to donate. It's a numbers game, basically. The more people that you have exposed to it, the more donations you will get. So share and share alike and help this Karelian family out. They've requested to remain anonymous, so we won't be naming any names. But I know personally that they are grateful for every dollar they receive. So even if you can only afford $1, $1 can mean the difference between victory and defeat, kind of like the one rice grain can tip the scale kind of thing.
All right.
So that's all my right, public cool. service announcement for the evening.
All righty then. All right, so...
What other bits of food for thought have you on your mind lately, Terry? I know that you're a big thinker.
Well, you know, a lot of the things I think about are generally involving, similar questions to the one you brought up, and it all comes down to, why can't government just do things, the cheap way? And
right.
The cost of, Obamacare. That has turned into such a boondoggle, and it would be cheaper for the government to write a check to get private insurance for every person in America than this program is costing, and it's not getting the job done. So,
well, actually, in fact, it is getting the job done. And I am a personal beneficiary of Obamacare, so... I'll have to counter you there and say, yeah, it is getting the job done. It's signed up millions of Americans who haven't gotten insurance in, their entire freaking lives.
I didn't say there weren't people benefiting from it. It's just, don't think it's living up to its promise. So,
well,
that's
because of a lot of red tape, again, caused by Republicans.
Again, you can't point fingers at one party. This whole thing is
yes,
a boondoggle because of bureaucracy. Well, we're not going to agree on that. I'm a fiscal conservative, and I think that government spends too much money.
Well, I think government spends too much money, too. You know where they spend too much money? On war and guns.
And we're not going to completely agree on this, so... I'm gonna say that it comes down to bureaucracy. It comes down to bureaucracy because everything costs too damn much. And
there's a way that we can save, and it's called cut back on guns and war. Bring all of our troops home and let the rest of the world solve its own fucking problems.
And that is your opinion. And this is your show, so I'm going to not get into an argument with you on the air tonight.
I'm not looking to start any arguments. I'm just having a conversation.
Yes. You and I have had this conversation before, and we're not going to agree about it, so I'm not going to go there. Why don't we play a song? I know you had specifically requested that I have Go Away God Boy set up and ready to go.
Yes. So let's just segue into Go Away God Boy, and maybe that will liven things up a little.
All right. We'll play this, and then we'll be back in a bit.
Mind made up mind.
That was S.J. Tucker with Go Away, God Boy. And you are listening to Sacred Divergence Radio, right here on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And I must say, that is one of my favorite songs by S.J. She is such an amazing woman. She is so personable. We've interviewed her before, and we had a great time doing it. So be sure to look it up in the archives. And so we're back with Terry.
Hi.
And hi. And we're going to be talking about the upcoming festival season. And let's see, there's a lot of festivals that are happening. I know that a fairy festival just happened in North Carolina. There was the Beltane Festival that happened not too long ago in Maryland.
Yeah, there was also one in Florida. Robin and I did some workshops down in the Florida Pagan Gathering.
Cool.
And then on the 28th of June, I'll go ahead and throw this out there. Everything coming together, got to confirm a couple of things that we've been asked to speak at Horn and Honey.
And what's that?
Just basically a get together in the summertime near the solstice event going on over in Indiana. It's actually taking place at a site I used to go to a lot of events. And those of you that have been with me and heard me speak for a while have heard me talk about a campground that used to be called Our Haven, where I did
a lot of.
And this is the same campground. They've renamed it. I can't remember the name that they got for it now. Some of the same people that I used to do events with over there, you know, 10 years ago or something like that, however many long time ago, they're continuing to do events, and they've made a lot of improvements to the site. And so Robin and I have been asked to come over and speak. We're going to be doing a couple of workshops, one on couples communication and possibly doing a workshop. We did a show, I don't know, a couple of months ago on sacred submission.
Right.
And we've been asked to do a little workshop or presentation at the Horn and Honey on that. So.
Cool. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, and we're gonna work on doing a live remote from there as well. So, you know, stay tuned and listen in, you know, for news on that live remote. But the whole thing about festival season is, and of course, you know, up here in the north, the festival season's a lot shorter, and we're right in the midst of it. But getting out from behind the computers and meeting people, even if it's an open ritual in your community, you know, look at Witchbox, look at other venues out there. You know, Pagan Pride Days are starting to, you know, they happen generally in the fall, but, you know, some of them do happen during the summer. And the idea of getting out and meeting people and exchanging energy face-to-face and, you know, a handshake and a hug and, you know, that heart-to-heart connection, it just can't be replaced.
I agree.
That's how we build community. You know, that's how we build community. And, you know, I've talked about building community for, you know, as long as I've been a pagan. And, you know, I feel like the importance of getting out and meeting people is so huge. I know that a lot of people live in places where they feel alone. They're probably not as alone as they think they are. I find that in places you would never expect that there's a bunch of pagans, there's usually a bunch of pagans. They're just people who generally keep it quiet. So if you go to Witchbox or Meetup or anything like that, there's usually somebody around nearby. You're going to say something, and I apologize. I'm, you know, it's your show, but I'm rambling, so I one of my soapboxes.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say that I agree with you that there are pagans in places that you wouldn't really have guessed there were pagans. And that, you know, the resources that you listed are wonderful. But even if there's not anything, you know, people should be encouraged to start their own thing if there's nothing around. Because 9 times out of 10, that can be great, too. And
that's very valid.
Say again?
I said, that's absolutely valid. Very good point.
Yeah, and, you know, just post it on meetup.com. I don't know that it's free to do that. Or you can do like a listing on Witchbox, because that's a very popular resource, but I know that they don't charge anything there. You can set yourself up like a Facebook page, an event, and attract people like honey, you know? Just advertise, and get the word out.
No, but you're absolutely right. A lot of people say, well, there's nobody in my area. Or have you looked at Witchbox? Yeah, I've looked at Witchbox and nobody's there. Post something on Witchbox yourself and see who's been waiting.
Yep.
See who else is checking Witchbox and not seeing anything.
Yep.
And you'd be surprised how many people in your area might just find you if you make yourself available somehow.
Even if it's something like as simple as a coffee meetup at a local Starbucks or Barnes & Noble. You can meet up at Barnes & Noble. Usually they have like a little section for reading or whatever. And you can ask them there if you can have this little meetup in their shop or whatever. And it can be nice, you know, 5 or 6 people gathering around, shooting the breeze. You know, and it can be really, really awesome, and you can start something wonderful. So if you're looking for that special something, just be aware that it might be you that spirit is trying to guide to begin something along those lines.
Yeah. No, I agree with you completely on that one. I'm often surprised when I go somewhere and I put it out that, you know, A, I'm gonna be traveling, and I mentioned something on my, you know, on here on the station or on Facebook, but there's people out there, and you know, I don't generally use Witchbox for that kind of thing much anymore. But there's a lot of people out there in places that surprise even me. And you know, and I travel all over the world, and I talk to pagans everywhere I go.
Yep.
You know, from Guatemala, I met a young man there. Was following kind of an eclectic pagan path, and he saw me on Facebook that I was going to be traveling down that way, and met me for an adult beverage back when I used to consume adult beverages, and and we sat and had a nice talk. Had a nice meeting with someone in Australia. So you know, there's a whole lot of opportunities out there if you make yourself available.
Right.
And
you know, speaking of the festival season, I really highly encourage people to go and sign up for the Pagan Spirit Gathering that Circle Sanctuary hosts. It's one of the largest and longest-running pagan events in the country. And Circle Sanctuary are just a wonderful group of people led by the lady Selena Fox. And she is just really personable. She's really friendly, easy, approachable. I've met her a couple of times at illustrations. And she's just a great lady. So go check that one out, too. It's held out in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Also, you might want to look into, there's some events that take place up at the Brushwood Folklore Center.
Yep.
In Sherman, New York, and that's actually not very far, probably 6 hours from here, maybe a little bit less from the more eastern parts of Pennsylvania and from New Jersey and New York. Of course, it's right there in your neighborhood. But, you know, I travel, I've gotten on airplanes to go to events, you know, like the one we just went to, the one we went to in for Beltane. Also, there's Free Spirit down in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Free Spirit is held at Bramblewood Campground. And
yep,
I'm working
and that's
on
the same. That's the same campground that I went to for Beltane. And it is fantastic.
Yeah, cool. I've not been to that campground yet. And but I'm looking forward to getting down there. I think there's something that's coming up that we may be going to. I know there's some, I'm working on right now getting a list of some of the events that are coming up at both of those sites. I know there's some dates coming up, and I'm working on getting that. So did you want to play a song while we get some stuff together? I'll see if I can do some quick research.
Sure, no problem. Let's play Wreck of the Modern Pagan. We haven't heard that one in a while.
I love that song.
Yeah,
that
it's
is
a funny
one of
song.
One of my favorites. All right, we'll be back.
Plastic handles, ninja swords, and simulated crystal orbs in unread print of Raised Big Blue. He'll teach young women what he knows if they take off all their clothes and spiral dance into his bedroom. She won't say marry me because she's a vegetarian. She's afraid it violates the reed. She only reads Fiona Horn and believes she is reborn from an ancient Pictish queen. It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I wanna be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
Pixelated motherboards and three-pronged grounded power cords is coming in the chat room on Yahoo. His high priest is in NYC, his priestess is in Germany. The court is called from no one has a clue. They read their screens by candlelight, and each one does his own great rite consisting of the alternate keys. F7 scribes a circle round, and F8 takes the circle down. F9 types a hearty blessed be.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I wanna be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
Why do people laugh his way and shake their heads and walk away when he says he's a Virgo through and through? He wants to study Salima and the mystic Kabbalah, but Hebrew words are giving him the blues. He understands the Sephiroth from Kether down to Yesera. He even knows what's meant by 661. He won't call his tradition witchcraft. It's more like H.P. Lovecraft. All hail the Necronomicon.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I wanna be a ceremonial Wiccan druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
All he wears is gothic black, and tattooed on his gothic back, the scene of Jesus hanging on the cross. The reference is cursory, and hanging from his rosary, a pentacle he says that someone lost. He only lives listens to death metal, 'cause he says it's spiritual. He wants to play guitar like Jimmy Page. Mom's patient with his attitude. Her past is strictly Druid. She hopes that he'll come around someday.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I want to be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
He learned his sense of history from RPGs like D&D. He thinks Gary Gygax is a god. His paladin keeps getting trounced by wizard clerics who jump out and turn his +2 arrows into mud. The magic that he learns from books like D&D and Terry Brooks he tried to use in Circle once or twice. Last time he woke up in a funk, in a Mitsubishi trunk, 'cause demons really don't play nice.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I wanna be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
He's TOS and OTO and BTW Borneo. His voodoo priestess grew up in KC. He says his first is Frostian, his second is Arthurian, his third he got while studying Reiki. He reads books by Bonowitz, Gramsci, and Z. Budapest, and volumes signed by Raven Silver Moon. His path may seem a bit deranged, eclecticism is his game. I think he's added Baptist in there too.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I want to be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
The Viking path's the one for him, and it's just not a silly whim. His great, 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 great granddad did it too. His songs use funny sounding words. 1,000 years they ain't been heard, and some of them are written in ancient runes. He looks upon Paganistan as something to be conquered, and his horn is always filled with meter brew. He laughs at silly pagan folk and thinks he knows more than the Pope. His Mjolnir stuck right up his ass to true.
It's fun to be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Make the rules up as you go along. I wanna be a ceremonial Wiccan Druid shaman. Come back in another life if I get it wrong.
And that was Murphy's Midnight Rounders with Wreck of the Modern Pagan. What a funny song.
I love that song. That's one of my favorites.
So I understand that your darling dear has been doing some research for us behind the scenes. And that have a tidy list of events for us to go through. So take it away.
Yeah. All right, well, let's see. Before the break, we had mentioned Free Spirit Gathering, and that is apparently Free Spirit Gathering 30, and that's taking place June 16th through the 21st, and you can go to www.free-spirit.org/festival. And see all the information about that, or just go to freespiritgathering.org. Let's see, we also mentioned Brushwood Folklore Center, and they've got events going on. We've already gotten past the ones in May. June 19th to 21st is the summer solstice. Potluck and Ritual, July 3rd through 5th Erie Hash House Harriers 20th anniversary. It's also the 4th of July weekend. We're going to be getting together there. There's a couple of these that have no other camping. A lot of times people can camp there during the season, but July 6th through 12th is Sankofa. I'm not quite sure what that one is. Then July 13th through 19th is Sirius Rising. Yeah. I've heard of that festival several times. That would be a fun one to go to. August 7th through 9th is a kids' weekend. August 21st to 23rd is Brushwood Women's Weekend. Sometime in August to be announced is going to be a drum circle and dance gathering.
Fun.
And then, yeah, Hawk Fest Drum and Dance Gathering North. And that's in August, but it says to be determined. They haven't got the date set finally for that. September 25th and 27th is Heart Song Harvest Festival. And, of course, on October 31st, they're going to be celebrating Samhain. So that's at Brushwood Folklore Center. Let's see, Circle Sanctuary has got a bunch of stuff. We'll see, we've already passed. No, we're coming up. June 1st, they'll be doing a full moon circle. June 6th is welcoming the summer. A pagan spirit gathering that you had mentioned at Circle is coming up the 14th through the 21st of June. And then in July, the 31st of July through the 2nd of August is Green Spirit. And then in September 19th, let's see, 3rd through 7th is Sacred Fire Circle. And the 19th through the 20th is Welcome Fall Festival going on there. And then Witch Vox, as we talked about earlier, Witch Vox has a list of events going on. I'm not going to read all of these. I'm just going to read the states that they are in. Let's see. We've got Massachusetts, Indiana, Kansas, Ohio, Georgia, Washington State. One here near Milford, Pennsylvania. Let's see. Another one in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Missouri. Another one here in Pennsylvania. Ohio, Illinois, Maryland, California, West Virginia. I'm just going to tell you to go to www.witchvox.com/vn/vn_ev/ev_festivals_html. I'm sure that that's easier to get to if you just go to Witch Vox and look for national events. But this is, there's really so many different places to go.
Right on.
And, you know, everything, like I said, from Florida to, Bowdoin, Georgia. I think that's one of the campgrounds that I've been to when I was active down in Georgia. California, Washington State. There's no reason you can't find events if you want to get out this summer and go to an event. There's something out there for everybody.
And for those of you who are more hardcore, you guys can Google the Burning Man Festival. Which takes place, I think, in Arizona, somewhere out in the desert. I know that.
Actually, I thought it was Nevada, but I could be wrong.
Oh, Nevada? Okay, well, Nevada, Arizona, tisket tacket.
Well, do a quick Google search for Burning Man while you keep talking.
Okay. and then there is, it's out of my mind. Oh, the St. Louis Pagan Picnic is coming up in June, I think. And there is always the Witches Fest that is happening in New York City in July. July 11th, I think it is this year. Or somewhere around there. It's like the second weekend in July, I think. Just go to witchesfest.org. Or just Google it. Google is my favorite tool because it identifies whether it's a .org or a .com more readily than my brain can.
It'll track it down for you. Yeah, Burning Man is 2015 is August 30th to September 7th, and it's in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada.
Oh, okay. There you go. Just bring lots of water because people get the headaches out there.
Yeah, that one is hardcore. I got interested in geodesic domes for a while, and still am.
Uh-huh.
And I will still likely build a geodesic dome structure up here at the mountain.
Explain to me what a geodesic dome is.
It's the one that's made up of multiple triangles. You know the dome, the climbing domes that are just made out of bars that you see at playgrounds for kids. Okay. Well, it's done with those sorts of structures, and then you cover it with like Tyvek or something like that.
Oh.
That it becomes a very efficient, easy to travel with, semi-permanent structure that works well in the desert environment, because as the wind blows across it, it actually tends to push it down rather than blow it away.
Right.
And it's relatively inexpensive to build. I've seen people take that and use that as the framework for a more permanent structure. They build the frame, then they cover it, run all of their pipes and wiring and everything outside of it, and then cover it with an outer skin and turn it into a, more or less permanent structure.
Right. Well, that sounds fascinating.
And I got very interested in building domes at one time. And we'll be looking at the possibility of building a dome greenhouse this fall. Building a greenhouse, a dome, probably not a full dome, but the a little bit shorter than the full hemisphere, and then cover that with the heavier plastic, the clear plastic, put a door in it, and maybe dig down a little bit, maybe get a 3-foot pit, and then you've got the ground warmth to work with and the clear plastic surface, and the dome is going to be will hold up under any amount of pressure. So,
well, I would work on that sooner than the fall rather than later.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about construction in the fall, putting the parts together between now and then, certainly.
Well, if you want to get anything growing in there, it's not going to be this season then.
Yeah, valid point. So, anyway, these are, there's a festival out there for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Most certainly, you just got to look.
Just got to look, and nothing replaces getting out and meeting people. Get out and
Absolutely.
Meet people face-to-face. I've been doing festivals since the very beginning of my time in paganism, I guess 20 years ago now. And it's amazing. There's just no way to replace the energy and excitement of meeting people, the friendships. Like I said, some of the people at our Haven are people that I still know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after all these years, and it's just great fun. So.
Yeah. I met people, I met my boyfriend and his wife, two wives actually, last year at Beltane. So we've been together like a year and a half now, so over a year and a month. So.
Which is cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, well, I mean, when it comes down to it, you know, you were talking about you met your boyfriend at a festival. I met my fiance at a festival. She was looking for speakers and called me.
Cool.
And that's actually how we met, was because of festivals. So I guess I got a vested interest in promoting festivals, because there's, you know, wonderful things happen when you get out
yes,
from behind the
people. Yes, they certainly do.
So,
they certainly do.
We are at 10:53 p.m. here on the Eastern U.S. time. So what else did you have for the evening before we start wrapping it up?
Well, I really don't have anything else except that I hope that people are led to live their lives with beauty and strength and power and compassion inside of them. And I really hope people will check out that page that we have up for the homeless family, the family that's going to be homeless soon. And I hope that people get out from behind their computers this year and go out there and do something good. Even if it's just going along the highway for like a quarter of a mile and picking up all the trash that you see on the highway. That's one simple thing that you can do to take care of your environment. Because if we don't take care of this environment, nobody else will.
Yeah, there is that. Yeah, and like George Carlin said, you know, that the earth will shake us off like a bad case of fleas and start over.
Yep.
Alrighty, so how do you normally end this show? Do you play a song going out? Or?
Music,
alright. Well, let's see.
But first, where can people find you?
Find me on everywhere. let's see. Of course, you can email any of the hosts. Panelists, staff members at the Spiritual Unity Radio Network by emailing surn.org@gmail.com, and just put something in the subject line about who the comment or question is related to, and we will direct that to the appropriate person. Let's see, me personally, the easiest way to find me is on Facebook. Rev Terry Power HP is the public figure page. Follow me on Twitter at Rev Terry Power HP. You can also check out the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings Facebook page and see some of the stuff that I've got going on with my partner Robin. So that's the easiest ways to track me down. What about you?
And you guys can find my public figure page, Rev Elizabeth Hamilton. You can find anywhere I am on YouTube or the radio at eHamilton Media, facebook.com/eHamilton Media. That's my Elizabeth Hamilton Media page. And you can also find my private profile if you look hard enough. Liz Hamilton is actually quite the common name. I did not realize this until I joined a group that was filled with Liz Hamiltons and only Liz Hamiltons on Facebook. And you can always email me at LizHamilton88@gmail.com.
Alrighty. So, how do you normally do this? You play a song and then the station closer and then say goodnight to everybody, or do you come back after the song?
I usually just say goodnight. I say goodnight and then I play the music and then that's it.
Alright, fair enough.
So, I hope everybody has a wonderful week. And I understand, I think we're going to play some Two Off a Day featuring Wendy Rule for my good friend Afterfoe. And that'll be it until next week, folks.
All right. Have a great week.
Blessed be, everybody.
Thank you. once in the month, and when the moon is full, ye shall assemble in some desert place, or in a forest, all together join to adore the potent spirit of thy queen. My mother, great Diana, she who fain would learn all sorcery, yet has not won their deepest secret, then, my mother, teach her in truth all things as yet unknown, and ye shall be free from slavery, and so ye shall be free in everything. And as the sign that ye be truly free, ye shall be naked in thy right, both men and women also. And this shall last until the last of thy oppressors shall be dead, and ye shall make a game of Benevento, extinguishing the light. And after that, ye shall hold thy supper thus.
Twitter. Have a topic for us to discuss on air? Connect with Reverend Elizabeth at sacreddivergenceradio@gmail.com and on Twitter at SDivergence with hashtag TopicHat. See you next week at 10 p.m. Eastern here on Sacred Divergence Radio and the Spiritual Unity Radio Network.
For listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.